Attention Cyclone fans in the ag industry, Keene Project Solutions is pioneering the future of industrial agriculture. Engineers and project managers, you can join a team where your passion for ag drives innovative engineering and construction. Keene is also a leader in providing full-service engineering and construction solutions. They specialize in agriculture, commercial, food and beverage, material handling, and the manufacturing sectors. If you'd like to work for this great local company or find out what they have to offer, visit their website. ThinkDifferentThinkKeen.com. That's K-E-E-N, ThinkDifferentThinkKeen.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Success in farming is all about precision and efficiency. Ensuring every seed, every drop of water, every nutrient and treatment counts. TerraPlex Ag is helping farmers all over Iowa and the Midwest do just that. With precision ag drone technology and support from TerraPlex, you'll boost your productivity and make timely and informed decisions, all while reducing your costs and increasing your profit. It's time to revolutionize your farming. Harvest the benefits with TerraPlex Ag. Visit TerraPlexAg.com.
Spring is here. It's time to start thinking about family fun in the outdoors. This is Chris Williams promoting my good friends at Plaza RV in Bondurant. I've now bought two travel trailers from this locally owned company in the past 5 years. It's completely changed my family's life. We love spending time in the outdoors, tailgating, and most of all, being together. Camping has been an awesome escape for us, and I would encourage you to think about it as well. Head over to their lot in Bondurant. They have motorhomes, travel trailers, truck trailers, fifth wheels, and more. Check them out today at PlazaRV.com. They're 100% locally owned. Tell them that Chris Williams sent you.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Rhode and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
Hello, happy Wednesday, and welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. My name is Chris Williams. I'm joined, as always, by Brent Bloom. We are in the Wild Rose Casino Studios in Ankeny, and we are presented, as always, by our friends at Mechdyne. Check them out at Mechdyne.com, M-E-C-H-D-Y-N-E.com. We appreciate our friends. If you're listening to the program, we just heard from our friends at TerraPlex Ag and Plaza RV. I'll be taking my Plaza RV down to the Kansas Speedway next weekend, Bloom.
I got mine reserved for George Strait.
Nice.
Yep.
That'll be dangerous. We have spots next to each other
the whole weekend.
Woo-wee. We are going to have Ames Lager there, I heard. Tall Boys.
Debut of the Ames Lager Tall Boy at the George Strait, the Chris Stapleton concert.
It's the George Strait concert.
16 ounces of
George Strait glory. Better go on last, is all I'm saying.
I don't know with that crowd. Well, he is the headliner.
Is he? He is the headliner, right?
So he's got to be.
He is the main event.
I don't agree. Old troubadour.
Who are you? To judge who the main event is?
I was telling
is?
This to Aiden, and I need to get this off my chest to the general public.
All right.
I tried to listen to the Taylor Swift album the last couple days. Like, why is she so mad?
She's very angry. She's a very angry lady.
Well, I mean, I know we go all through
stuff. I haven't listened
to
it yet.
Can you help? Like, am I missing something?
So here's the first thing you got to realize. This album wasn't for us.
It
was for her.
It was probably written a long time ago, too, I would think. Much of it. Like, pre-Travis Kelce.
Yeah, is this pre-Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes a lot more sense. Because, like, gosh, is Travis not, it's not being nice? Like, what's going on?
He got two songs.
Yeah,
I've listened to some of it, but I haven't listened to it like to the point like that you have, Aiden, where you're dissecting the lyrics.
Yeah,
like I have Sirius XM in my truck, and me and my daughter Cameron have been listening to Channel 13, which is the Swift state, and they like just keep playing it over and over again.
Are they playing her new album?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel like I've heard every song four or five times, but I haven't like written down the lyrics and done that whole.
These songs aren't like the, you know,
This is like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the latest Zach Bryan album.
Yeah, but I really liked his album.
And you really liked the Taylor Swift one too.
It's not like Zach Bryan's new album is probably my favorite album he's ever
put
out.
But if you listen to his commentary on it, like, he didn't write it to get like radio hits.
Yes, exactly.
That's my read on this.
Yeah. I mean, she's a great writer. Like, I appreciate the talent. Just like, what's Travis like? Be nicer.
I don't think it's about Travis.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That was my first thought.
Williams and Bloom here on your Wednesday. You see Aiden Wyatt producing the program as he always does. We quite a bit of news, not a lot of breaking news, especially if you're a subscriber. We appreciate all of you who have subscribed over the last month or so. Please don't drop your subscription. That's very rude to do now that transfer portal's over. We lost about 10 of you last night. I'm like, God dang it. But the basketball roster is set. Women's basketball still has a couple of additions to make. We'll do a little transfer portal with football. I actually think we should let's leave with TJ Tampa in the draft because this is the most timely thing now.
Air Tampa shirt on right now.
You know, Mel Kiper, I don't know how much credence,
is he still the legit guy?
But he loves him. You know, and there was like an ESPN Plus insider thing where Kiper gave his like undervalued guys. And I read it and TJ was on that list. Kiper keeps saying he thinks he's a first round player, doesn't think he'll be in the first round. I don't know. This will all be a little bit like the Will McDonald situation last year. Is there a team that falls in love with him who just can't risk missing out on TJ Tampa? And that's certainly a possibility. I would say that the odds are that he'll be a second to third round pick, probably second round pick. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I probably, if I was
second round pick. Second I don't think he'll drop to the third.
It'd be, man, for how long did we wait for that first round streak to end? And the possibility of having back-to-back years is a testament.
That is a testament to Campbell and that staff.
No question.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest. I actually think that would be the biggest change in Iowa State football.
Agreed.
Is that when you watch on Sundays now,
everywhere
there's Iowa State players, and that has never been the case in the history of Iowa State football.
And it's no coincidence that recruiting has picked up because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, player retention has picked up because of that. There's zero doubts
because these guys see their old teammates playing in the NFL, and that's ultimately where they want to go.
Let me just give you some insight. And this is why TJ's, you know, one of my favorite Cyclones. And he's a quiet guy. Nobody really probably knows him that well because he's not a super he's not out there all the time. But he's
great family too.
So both him and Will McDonald had massive chances to go to the SEC, as you might expect. Their first, both potential first round picks, that's exactly who the SEC wants. Mm-hmm. And they both got offered a bunch of money and both stayed for almost nothing. But just because, and TJ stayed because Will stayed. And now you're dealing with some guys who could have got, trust me, a lot more money in this spring portal. But they're staying because Will and TJ stayed. And it's almost become a legacy of this program is literally loyal forever true type of situation. Mm-hmm. But to the second part of that is both Will and TJ not only stayed, but they're maximizing their future potential as well. And that is always going to be specifically in football, the separator for why Iowa State can hang on to some of this elite talent. Is because that payday in the NFL is always going to be greater than the payday in college, even as crazy as the numbers get in college. And so, for example, Will McDonald, yes, he got offered close to $1 million to leave Iowa State. He didn't. He stayed for nothing, literally nothing. It was crazy. But now he's making $12 to $15 million in guaranteed money in the NFL, clearly better. And so playing time still has that impact. Basketball's a little bit different because some of these guys may not play in the NBA and there's only so many spots. And so some of them are really like a Tyrese Hunter's the perfect example of that guy's just looking to.
He needs as much money as he can.
He's not going to be an NBA guy. And so it's a little bit different, but great appreciation for Will. Huge appreciation for TJ and his family. It was pretty cool. I mean, they had so many chances to not stick through it after a rough year, by the way. Mm-hmm. And he stuck through it. And when you write, you know, the book of Iowa State football under Campbell, I think that loyalty and that NFL piece go together.
You know, it's interesting too. I was working on my magazine piece for the preseason Athlon that comes out pretty soon, actually. And that's what's crazy. It's like, I encourage you to go buy your Athlons, but like, we have to have things. No, I think
it's super,
but they keep pushing it up because all these different competitors are like, oh, well, we're releasing in May now. And like, it's so hard, but it's always a good thing because I do it right after basketball. And I usually have to have it due before spring football. They gave me a little bit of an extension this year of the basketball season.
Yeah.
And it was a good refresher for me as to how loaded they really are, especially in certain spots. Now, the one sore spot for me was replacing TJ.
Yes.
Thank God Porter came back.
Yes.
You know, is the one thing that, and not that Jontez Williams, I think that he may even beat out Porter. I don't know. I am looking a little bit like, okay, comfortable with three corners. Probably let's hope somebody else can like emerge here.
Yes, I agree.
But you know, what's fascinating about the secondary to me, and this is one of the ones I really circled, is that they're going to have a lot of guys who played last year. We touched on this on Sunday, but I want to elaborate on it because I've been doing so much research, is a lot of these dudes, the Jameson Pattons, the Jontez Williamses, who you threw them out there last year and they looked, you know, it was a sore thumb situation, right? Like
Tashawn James played Drew Sergis.
Yeah. Like a lot of these, and they got picked on.
Yep.
They're going to be so much better, but man, what a change to not have Tampa Island out there.
Yeah. That's, you know, great point.
And like that changes Miles Purchase's life too.
For three years, you're like, I'm not worried about that side.
Yeah.
It is different.
It's a big deal.
I mean, I'm not sure we really appreciate how good TJ was. One, as a cover.
He never got thrown to.
He never did. And that's the second, why. But he was really good in run support too. And that's why it's crazy to me. Like, oh, he only ran a four or five, whatever. It's like, did you watch him play?
Yeah.
Watch him with his helmet on. Anyway, the NFL thing baffles me sometimes.
He's a dude.
You're looking at. But yeah,
that's a 10-15 year pro.
Agreed. Yeah. But you're right. It is a concern for Iowa State football next year because the Big 12 is going to have talent at receiver. And for 3 years now, you did not worry about TJ's side of the field, which was so huge. And there's a reason why Iowa State's defense was great every single year is you just literally were not concerned.
They got to get more pressure on the quarterback.
Well, and that's right. And so that's where you got to make up for it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like with Snyder, like what's he going to bring to the table?
Or is it Ezeagu that finally pops?
I'm a huge Ezeagu guy. So, I think that he's, but I'm looking more at like Peterson and Dom and like in Singleton. It's like, can they just a little bit more? Cause I think from what I've heard that this Kennard Snyder is probably going to be an impact guy. It feels like.
Agreed.
And then I think Ezeagu, I mean, I'm thinking like maybe freshman, sophomore year, Will McDonald type stuff. Like I'm not comparing him to Will because Will's a first round pick.
Yeah.
But I think my point being, he can situationally be a really impact guy.
That's the guy that is the next one to jump for sure. And Snyder is going to be good and productive. He's just undersized compared to Ezeagu. Looks like an NFL.
I mean, Snyder's probably, you throw him in on third downs.
Yeah, he'll be productive. He's just not a big dude.
Yeah.
So, but they hard worker. They got every single. I mean, they think that he's going to be good. He's going to play a lot, and that was a great transfer to get. But yeah, as far as like high end like Pat specialists, Ezeagu is 6'5". He's up to 260, 270 pounds. Like he looks like that's a defensive end. That's who you point at first and foremost. So, but just has to play more. He played more as the year went on, did some good things. Towards the end of the year, he was in there a lot. I think not a lot of people realized it, but he's one of those guys. And even a Trent Jones who was super productive at times, even, you know, as a former walk-on. So there are some guys there, but yeah, I think, you know, the two you're looking at for sure on the D line, Snyder and Ezeagu, need to make that jump because you're not going to have a lockdown like you did with TJ. And so you got to get more pressure. I think that's a huge question mark going in.
That was
That
was my takeaway when I went through this.
But hey,
on the offense, there's just not a lot to analyze.
I know, you know, TJ's not as well known as a Breece or a Brock or even a Will, but gosh, the sacrifices he made for the program. I just hope people understand his story. I'm rooting like heck for him.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Yep.
Thursday night, we're thinking it'll probably be Friday night. But again, we didn't really know about Will.
Yeah.
And the Jets fell in love with him and they jumped up and grabbed him early. So we'll see. I want to thank a couple of our great sponsors, and we're going to get into all of the basketball coverage, as it was another big day in the portal on Tuesday for Iowa State. We believe the roster is set for the men. The women still have a little bit of work to do. Thank our friends at the Iowa State University Foundation. MoveWhatMatters.com. Be a well-rounded Cyclone. Go and donate to anywhere you want on campus. MoveWhatMatters.com. Also, Hope Wood just had a Fanatic PM me the other day that he signed up for his will. Got his will done in a day with Hope Wood. She's been a longtime supporter of what we do here on Cyclone Fanatic. HopeWoodJD.com. And her handsome husband, Jeff Wood, over at Gravitate Co-work.
They were just on a Wee Will trip. They went. Oh, yeah? They purchased a trip at our auction.
One of the like Mexico trips, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh, why didn't I join you guys?
Very cool.
Looked like a good time.
Cool.
I love the Woods.
Yeah, they're good people. All right, no surprise. Joshua Jefferson makes his decision. He will be a Cyclone.
I knew it was happening, but I was still.
Oh, after the Hadley deal.
Yeah, I was like, okay, 2 o'clock, let's go, buddy. You said you were going to do it. Where is it?
After the Hadley deal, I think everybody was just like, hey, we'll wait and see. Yeah, make sure this thing gets done before we talk about it too much.
Yeah.
The website, I don't know how much stock you put into it, Bloom, the Bartorvik website, with this addition, has Iowa State ranked as the number one team in the country going into next year?
All numbers, just
all data. It's just data. But I'm just saying
that's where we're trending. From a preseason standpoint, Gary Parrish had Iowa State third.
I saw that. Pretty much everybody's going to have Iowa State in the top five.
Because again, and you know, you start doing preseason stuff, people are going to put Kansas up there, but Kansas has a bunch of new faces. Iowa State, you know what you're getting, and that's the great part about this is. Like I talked about Sunday, I don't think there's another school in the top 25 that returns all four of its leading scorers in this era, which is crazy and really good play. And then you added a bunch of great pieces too. And you heard TJ say yesterday that this is the most depth they're going to have. They can go big, they can go small, they can do everything. The hype's gonna, we've seen hype before for Iowa State basketball in the preseason. I don't think it's gonna be as much as this, but this is why these guys wanted to play here. And they're not going to ignore it. I think everyone's like, oh, well, this is embrace expectations time.
This is the year to me, too.
There you go. Why is Houston ahead of there? Aiden?
Where'd that come from?
Come on. Did they get somebody? No, it's right there, right there. Look at that. First in defense, 34th in offense now.
Kansas at 8.
Six, if you can read.
Six, sorry.
Yeah.
Dayton
at 9?
My point to this.
Where did
would
Miami
be
come from?
To absolutely
they were garbage this year.
Embrace weird. It if okay. you're an Iowa State fan, yes. And don't do the like what we used to do. It's put your nut cups on. Yeah. Like no, like
different time.
This is, in my opinion, and I've talked about this for 15 years. Hilton Coliseum is great, right? We all love it. It's our favorite place to watch a sporting event. Like there's no question that, but it's not Fog Allen. People go, well, don't insult us like that. No, because like when the students don't show up because Oklahoma State's in town and they're not ranked, they show up, but like you're not packing it.
I see what you're saying.
This is the opportunity. This is the year. You're coming off of a Sweet 16. You know, these NCAA tournaments that Ott's got the program back to when it was least expected. This is the opportunity, and I'm challenging marketing at Iowa State. I'm challenging fans. I'm challenging the program to push some buttons here. This is the opportunity to take things to the next level. As far as atmosphere goes, yeah, it's great when the top hat, and I thought last year was as good as I had ever seen Hilton probably, but it's still a situation where these bad, and I get it. The non-conference games suck, guys. I understand that.
They're going to be just announced yesterday, confirmed.
Yes. The Marquette.
Marquette is coming to town.
That's huge.
Yep. They'll be top.
But my
15.
Point is, if you go to Kansas, if you go to the like Cameron Indoor, like
it's every game.
It's every game, and you celebrate it because it's another opportunity to watch your team. And that's where I hope you know, this off season of what is going to be a ton of very well deserved hype. That's where I hope this thing gets. Now, the pushback would be, well, how many national title banners? They've had generations to develop this at Kansas. I know, but I think that Iowa State fans were nutty enough last year.
Didn't lose at home.
No. And that helps a lot. But I think that this program, as far as that goes, is ready to go to the next step. Take that next step. Do you?
I agreed. This, if you want to circle, literally, you have a proven track record. Basically, the same four guys are back.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you lost pieces. So love Trey, love Rob, love Hassan. But you're probably, it's hard to know for sure, but the four guys are only going to get better. Taman was only a sophomore last year, right? Like Curtis Jones and Keyshawn Gilbert had never played high major basketball. Neither had Momchilovic. They're all coming back. They're going to get better. Plus you add these really great pieces. Yes. Unlike that one team, the one team that had similar hype going in was Niang's senior year, but you were dealing with Prohm's first year. That team still didn't guard. And they had all some question marks basically of outside of their top six. This team has nine. And they play defense, and they're always going to play defense. This is as good a chance as Iowa State is going to have into a preseason of doing something special. All that said, C-Dub, they were right there last year too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you still get the tournament, and you have a B-minus game against Illinois, and you lose. So it's not like a guarantee you're going to make a Final Four.
No,
but I do think expectations wise, this will be the highest for a men's basketball team before the season in our lifetimes. That's where it's going. And you hope it continues. The nice thing is like a Joshua Jefferson does have multiple years. You know, some of these guys should have another, Damon's got another year. Belon's got another year, but you just don't know in this environment.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
it's fact. We have these scholarship charts. And I actually think if we ever redo the website, I'll just get rid of them because it's like, well, it's fun to look at. It really means nothing anymore.
But you're literally playing anymore year to year. And so you've done your work for this offseason. Now it's go time, and it's all eyes on, you know, getting Iowa State to a place it's never been. I firmly believe that. And the other part of it was announced yesterday. I think it'll be made official if it's not already. Caden Fish will be getting that last scholarship.
Well, he's at least made that announcement. Okay. So I think that TJ in his deal with Rob Gray last night, he referred to that too. So that is official. And I really like that move, mainly in one, he's a developmental piece. He always was going to be, but mainly Brent, not everybody can play 30 minutes. And I just don't see the point in bringing on a 13th guy who has that expectation. And Caden's coming off the injury. I think he really likes it here.
And he's an awesome,
good culture dude,
person,
works his ass off, all that stuff. So to me, that made a lot of sense.
I was thrilled when I heard that news. Yeah. Cause he did get hurt. He's got potential. I think people, nice. No, it's there. It's just, he needs, you know, he's not a 6'10" guy. So, you know, it'll take a little bit more time, but he can battle. Like he's a big body, and don't short sell Caden Fish. I still think he's got a good career here at Iowa State.
Well, again, like I remember when they first started watching him is because he played with Omaha Ballou in AAU. And it was often where the coaches had their eyes on this other kid.
Yep.
Not that they didn't, but they'd already seen Omaha. They already committed. And they're like, who is this guy? He plays defense like crazy. He's, you know, that gritty type.
Yep.
And they fell in love with him. And that's something that you either generally have or you don't.
And total great culture guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, locker room. So schedule wise, so Marquette came out yesterday. So Iowa State will host Marquette. Marquette is going to be a top 15 team. And then Maui is happening. I think people know that, but just to reaffirm, Iowa State's going to play in Maui in the Maui Invitational the 25th through the 27th of November. And CW, have you looked at that field?
It's loaded.
Oh my God.
Well, in fact, I was trying to seed it.
Okay, let's do it right now. Okay. Here are the teams.
Okay.
We've got Auburn. Okay. We've got Colorado. We've got Dayton, who we just saw Dayton and Bart.
Colorado's a Big 12 team now.
That, They are. I didn't think about that. That's weird.
Yeah.
Dayton, top 10, according to Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis.
Tyrese Hunter.
Michigan State.
Tom Izzo.
North Carolina.
Michael Jordan.
And UConn.
Jesus.
There we go.
Where is Iowa State seated? Three?
I mean, if you're third in the country, you're probably one or two.
Two?
I mean, UConn lost a
bunch. UConn's not, yeah.
North Carolina's going to be good again. Memphis, I don't know. They're apparently taking all the FedEx money now. See that?
I did see that, yeah.
Gosh.
And then, how does a publicly traded company just be sure. We're going to give $100 million to...
Unless... I don't know
how that works.
I think it was $5 million a year.
Well, whatever. But like...
So a lot of the interestingly, and this some of the bigger companies, they allow their leadership to have X amount of philanthropic charity dollars to spend.
Oh yeah, because this is all charity work. Let's call it what it is. These are 501c3 companies.
The CEO of Principal is an Iowa State grad.
Why aren't they giving $5 million a year to We Will?
Wow. Dan Housen is the CEO. He's awesome guy. He has been very supportive of the university as a whole.
Good.
Yeah. Maybe not as much athletics. Have we tried? Yes. yes.
Dan,
if you're listening,
we're challenging you.
Are you? Hey, Principal's a big company.
Bloom's charitable organization needs funding.
Dan's a good guy.
I think I may have golfed with him once, but I'm not positive. I golfed with the. With the principal guys once in one of those Cyclone Sports property deals, but I don't remember. That was a long time.
Josh,
and then they don't let me play.
Well, our guy
then
Josh,
they kicked us out.
Our guy Josh Rank works at Principal too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's where Rank worked.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, so next year that you're going to have, and then you got the Iowa game, which is
in Iowa
Carver.
City.
And then you'll fill it in. I mean, that's three big games. You got Marquette is four, Iowa's five. The Big 12 is going to 20 games next year.
Yeah, so the schedule gets a lot better.
Yeah, you get a lot crowded.
And Maui plus Marquette, and I mean, they'll have a top 10 non-con, won't they?
It's got to be close.
It's got to be close.
So I think the strategic part for the basketball staff is to schedule not those 320 teams. It's schedule the 240 teams instead.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think you're going to run into the same situation as last year for the schedule.
Well, if you looked, though, at the schedule last year, it was very deliberate. Everything that did, because those teams just got, I know they weren't good. Don't challenge me on that. But it just, their rank, their data ratings just kept creeping up and got you ready for the Big 12. But this team, not nearly as many questions on, I know how they're going to work together. I do think it's fair, though, if we're going to pick, I mean, and this is what we're supposed to do here. If we just told you guys all summer, oh, they're going to go to the Final Four, it wouldn't be very interesting nor productive. The bigs, though, it's like there is a difference between, you know, like what DeSean Jackson has done. Like, we thought Oshun-Oshunyi was a similar deal, and then he kind of just fell off halfway through the Big 12. So that is a real thing. Do not have these proven tough guys in the front court.
Do not. I think Jackson and Jefferson are going to be great. I really do.
Yeah. I'm not saying I don't.
We don't know for sure.
It's still a question.
So the other question mark is Jefferson's coming off a knee injury. He missed the last 10 games of the year with a meniscus situation, I believe. Those things generally heal okay. But yeah, I mean, you knew what you're getting from Hassan and Rob. It was kind of like they always were the floor. They weren't going to ever give you a lot other than when Hassan was dunking on people. But you knew they were going to be solid everywhere. You didn't have to worry about it. These two, you don't know yet. You're not sure. Jackson and I'd say Jackson and Jefferson, your ceiling's a lot higher with them because they're both very talented offensive guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they can shoot it, and they can shoot free throws, which is huge. But you don't know how it's going to translate. I mean, Iowa State's defensive metrics with Ward and Big Rob were off the charts. Jefferson's defensive metrics are great. His rebound percentages are great. I think and DeSean Jackson has the potential to be, but we haven't seen it yet at this level. And so I think that is a question. And then you never know, C-Dub. What makes this program so good is the sum is always better than the individual parts. Mm-hmm. And for the last 3 years, everybody bought in.
It's gelled very well.
Well, and you start getting expectations. You start getting more outside attention. sometimes it's harder to keep that together. And that's the challenge, I think, for the staff is, yes, you are going to have, but you can't say, hey, nobody believes in us type of thing anymore. And so you're really going to have to, it's a different type of challenge to keep everybody together.
Analytically, though, this is the number one defense in the country going into next year.
Yeah, I think
as long as they're not all like lazy all of a sudden.
I'm not sure how you got Jefferson is an elite defender.
Yeah,
he
helps you.
He helps. And so is Jackson should probably help. And so I think it's going to be and then Heisey's got length and
people are totally sleeping on Heisey, by the way. Mm-hmm. I saw some of our guys in the premium board who are projecting minutes. And they had him as like a 14, 15 minute a game. That's low, right?
Yeah, I think you're going to have a hard time keeping him off the floor. I mean, who does he replace?
I don't know.
Like, but that's
there's only so many minutes to go around. But to me, like he feels, we said this when he committed, he feels like an Otzelberger guy just because he's so multiple. He is so efficient on both sides. Yeah, he's an underrated defender.
2, 3, or 4.
Yeah, I just...
He's going to be one of those guys that's like, all right, somebody's in foul trouble. Nate,
yeah,
you know, go play the 4, go play the 2, go play whatever. And just gives you... The great thing is it gives you the luxury for a Keyshawn or a Kurt to play harder, which is hard for them to
do. Yeah, and if Keyshawn gets into foul trouble, right,
you can always just...
Yeah. It's not a panic situation.
And then Noyes is going to be good. And I think that's the thing. You still have the freshman. And Dwayne Pierce is, man, he's an interesting talent as well. So, you know, you got...
Dwayne Pierce is a redshirt candidate now, probably, right?
I would think so.
I mean, I just don't know where his minutes are coming from.
And JT's still 7'1". That hasn't changed. He hasn't shrunk. So he gives you a different set.
The Rock. Skills.
The Rock.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
There you go. Your top 5 Iowa State men's basketball program. That's your line.
I don't know. Who would have guessed it? Well, I guess I would have.
We did top, after the season. Yeah, we said this is a preseason top 10. Now they've worked themselves into the top 5. Attention Cyclone fans in the ag industry. Keene Project Solutions is pioneering the future of industrial agriculture. Engineers and project managers, you can join a team where your passion for ag drives innovative engineering and construction. Keene is also a leader in providing full service engineering and construction solutions. They specialize in agriculture, commercial, food and beverage, material handling, and the manufacturing sectors. If you'd like to work for this great local company or find out what they have to offer, visit their website. ThinkDifferentThinkKeen.com. That's K-E-E-N. ThinkDifferentThinkKeen.com. Masterful job by everybody involved in the portal, including yourself, Bloom. I know that you're the GM there.
Thank you.
Thank our friends at Wiffles Hybrids.
Thank the Cyclone Nation for the
buying
dollars,
the pizza, buying the beer.
Speaking real quick,
we need to go and buy that beer.
Pizza. People. Yeah. So. Beer and
pizza. By the damn Ames okay. Lager.
It can, hey, this is an announcement.
They're already building up for next year.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, North Ankeny Hy-Vee, the one on Ankeny Boulevard. Truckload of We Will Pizza, also going to be there. Ames Lager, it's going to be there. But the key to the whole situation, yes, you can get this great pizza and this delicious beer, but we'll have 22 Iowa State football players there.
I saw Football's Rock tweeting about it.
So it's gonna be a who's who. 10 to 3 on Saturday. Come say hello, free to attend. Please buy a pizza or two, buy some Ames Lager. It's gonna be a hoot of a time.
Season debut for the Turtles is on Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Well, come on over.
I have to come after and get a little lunch.
Man, this bad pizza last night. Those things are delicious.
Really like my team this year, by the way.
Turtles are
Really like the team. We're gonna be
A little more offensive skills.
We'll find out. Elite defensively. I'm talking elite. We're the best defensive team in probably the history of rookies, Bondurant Little League.
Oh, I saw
you. We are locked down.
I saw your girls are running bases. You're running drills.
We'll put them into shape. It's spring training. We don't just play around, Bloom.
You're doing some cone work, you know?
Agility.
Agility training.
You know, my 4-year-old. I just have her practicing with the 9-year-olds,
mm-hmm.
and she just blends right in. She's doing great. She's nuts.
I think your 4-year-old could run through a brick wall. At least she would try.
She's a brick shit house, is what 4-year-old is. She's a little A little wrecking ball is what she is. Thanks to our friend at Kelderman Manufacturing, Mark and Jeff and all those guys for supporting what we do here at Cyclone Fanatic. I know they're listening. They don't miss a show. Again, get out and buy the Ames Lager this weekend. It is going to be a nice weekend. We got storms coming on Friday. So do what I do. Get your Ames Lager and stand out on your deck and wait for the tornadoes to drop.
Also heard, I was talking to our friends from West O this week. You wanted a little tease? By football season, not only tall boys, 12 packs.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really. And potentially a new look. So.
Oh, you guys are changing the branding?
Not a lot. But
you're going to put some blue in there?
Just put maybe some tertiary blue. We'll see. I don't know.
What a weird color.
Whose idea was that?
I remember.
Who's like, you know what? Iowa State needs blue.
But now you just skip.
It's everywhere. All the kids.
You guys need to lean into it.
They
love it.
We were at a Stas. We can give them some free pub, whatever.
Yeah.
They have Ames Lager on tap at Stas. And a lot of the kids had the tornado sigh, the blue sigh, the blue NATO.
Because it's retro.
I was like, what is happening?
These retro stores, have you ever been into one where it's like a t-shirt from the 80s and they want $200 for it? And these people just buy it right up. It's all wrinkled.
You know, I blame Alex Gookin.
He started that whole deal?
Well, I mean, he's always buying retro stuff.
Dude, I'm so pissed at myself. When my uncle died.
Did you throw a bunch of stuff out?
Yeah. Like, he had 100 old racing t-shirts, but they stunk.
Does that add value now?
Well, I think I could have washed them and sold them.
Okay, I guess there is a washing machine.
But I just threw them out because it's like, God, these things are like 30 years old. Dick, didn't you ever throw away a shirt?
What was it? It was
Dale Wrangler, Jarrett? Dale Earnhardt. It was all Dale Earnhardt. Everything was Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt and Billy Moyer.
Dick Trickle.
God, a Dick Trickle shirt would be iconic.
Great.
Do you remember on SportsCenter that Dan Patrick would always, they'd do the NASCAR race. This is back when NASCAR is like really big.
Yeah.
They do your top 10, you know, and Earnhardt edged out Jeff Gordon and Dick Trickle plays 36. 29. And you know who Dick Trickle is?
Only because he has a funny name.
Look up on YouTube real quick and see. He died.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had cancer.
Not according to Wiki. I'm not reading it.
What?
Don't. No. People can. I'm not. YouTube.
I was going to see if they have Dan Patrick doing a Dick Trickle shout out on YouTube because it would be great. It'd be a really good way to end the program. So the women, they get hair.
Huge. Huge.
So, I mean, really, they've gotten better.
They've
gotten better.
Immensely better.
So the men, we think, are preseason top 5. I think the women are definitely top 15, probably top 10.
Right there.
Right?
Yes.
And wrestling is going to be preseason top 5.
And football's top 20.
I'm not leaving football out, just a different season.
Yeah, no. But
I made a point. So we all get to like put our own insight in on like where the rankings come. Mm-hmm. And I made a fight for Iowa State to be in the preseason top 25.
I think they'll probably be undersold by.
They will be. They will not be in it. But I made the point, and I believe I made a compelling one.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service there.
I also made the point that between Jaden Higgins and Ben Bramer. What?
And Jalen Knoll.
Yes, but I made the point for the two. But Jalen is clearly a very valuable point. You don't have to get so defensive.
I love Jalen Knoll.
I love Jalen Knoll, too. But Higgins is a top-end prospect.
Okay. Fair.
You know, and Jalen is more of a do-everything guy.
Fair.
That Iowa State might have, I said might, because I don't know the other teams well enough, two of the top pass catchers at their prospective positions in the Big 12.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah. Real quick, I don't think Kenzie Hare is going to get enough attention for how good a pickup was. Oh, my gosh. For Chris. She was 91 of 214 from three at 43%.
Well,
Well, that is Bridget Carlton.
This is simple. Don't overthink it. You have Audie Crooks, you have Addie Brown, you put shooters all around them.
And you have Emily Wright.
Emily's your distributor.
This team is going to be impossible to guard. Impossible.
They should set a record for season tickets for women's basketball.
That's what I'm saying. Like you get this is you always dream like the setup is really good, but it is.
And again, you have to factor in too without Texas and Oklahoma in the Big 12.
Great point. Now
they're the preseason favorite, are they not? Lee's gone from is
no,
Lee's,
she's nope, back. She's back. Somehow she's got like 9 years there. I don't understand it. K-State's going to be there.
K-State'll be good.
The newbies,
Baylor,
Colorado. I mean,
Baylor's always
Baylor's going to be. But yeah, you're going to be right there. You could be looking at a preseason
fifth year elite point guard.
Yep.
Maybe the best big in college basketball.
Yep.
One of the five most versatile players in college basketball.
Addie Brown. Yep.
I mean, and now you add these shooters.
Plus AJ and Kelsey and
I mean, Harris.
Allie Tanky's going to come in and play. She might come in. She might be just as good a shooter as Harris. She's a freshman. The question remaining, and probably need one more body in the post.
Yes,
because Nadabu left.
Yep,
and you just don't. Audie's foul trouble.
I mean, she can't play 40 minutes every night.
Right. So that's interesting to see.
And we also saw, I mean, just the difference in that team against Stanford when she was in there, and she didn't even play that well against Stanford, right? She missed a lot of shots.
She just takes attention away. You need five fouls.
You need Jordan Raley. Go find your Jordan Raley.
Just go find somebody to foul.
Go find
get in the way. Billy and Coach Fenley, if you're listening, just get somebody to get in the way.
Find Daniel Adozie.
Because you don't need a shooter. You got those. I'm telling you, Kenzie Hare, you guys are gonna. She's gonna be a crowd favorite.
Let's go back to the producer's corner. Did we find any Dick Trickle up?
I couldn't find it.
What? Oh, you're fired.
Yeah, that's fair.
Go on.
Jeff Burton?
Jeff Burton was not like Dick Trickle. They're not. Jeff Burton won races. Like he's a commentator on NBC now. Okay. Does a really good job. He's very good. All right. That's all I got. The other one I pointed out to the story. This one surprised me. I mean, I'm certainly not panicked. But, Jason Essex, the wide receiver, is in the portal. I liked him. I thought he was a piece, but he wasn't going to play much. And this is where you're at on the depth chart after spring.
Been hurt pretty much nonstop. And so I think for him, it's like, all right.
Yeah. And he will transfer down. This isn't a guy who's going to leave Iowa State and go to the SEC.
Yeah. This is certainly not, again, always have to count, not an NIL situation. You know, I think everything is, no. And that's why, that's right. We said it on Sunday. I think Iowa State will have an ad or two. So players have to declare this is one qualifier I want to make sure people understand. Players have to get in the portal by April 30th. They don't have to enroll until whenever. So you may not see news right
away. So we have 7 days to go or 6 days to go.
We've got 6 days for people to declare. Yeah. But I'm saying like even those that are in the portal, they can commit in May, June, July.
On June 1st, you can't transfer.
You can't get in the portal.
Yeah.
You can go from the portals to somewhere else on
yes.
June 1.
Yes. Yeah, I understand that.
So anybody that's going to leave needs to leave by April 30. But those that are in the portal could commit at any time before the season, essentially, until that's challenged by somebody. And honestly, that's going to be the next shoe to drop. I can see a world where somebody's like, well, these portal regulations aren't fair. How dare you decide when I can go to another location? I'm just waiting for somebody to challenge that rule. Because at least the portal windows, there's a finite time of like, all right, you have until here to do it. What if that goes away? Or C-Dub, this is possible too. What if graduation requirements go away and you and me could go play? You know,
I'm not playing, but Mouse, if you're listening, I'll come call plays for you.
Like what would stop what would stop Emily Ryan from suing the NCAA for another year of eligibility? They can't win. I don't know. Just thinking out loud. I don't think this madness is quite over yet. But yeah, I don't think Mouse.
Quite over. We're not even close.
I don't think Mouse or Mouse needs you or me on the team.
I'm not playing again. I want to go tell him how to call plays. All right, we're going to run. No, you're not. Pass. Okay, we're going to run. No. Pass. No running the football.
90 passes a game.
Sorry, Abu. We're going to put you in the slot.
You're going to play receiver now.
You can still be a running back, but we're going to dump it off to you and let you run from there. We are not running the football at all.
Abu will be at the pizza event.
It's 90% pass, 10% run. 5% quarterback run, 5% little zone read to the running back. That's it. That's the only running I would ever do if I were a college coach.
Would you sign Deacon Hill?
No.
Wouldn't fit your offense.
What is he going to go for in the portal? Somebody give him $100K?
That thing is fascinating to me.
They've got to have somebody who they've either
correct
they know is coming out.
Correct.
And I know that a lot of people are talking about the Northwestern kid, but I don't know. I think there's somebody else.
There's something there that just doesn't randomly happen. It's not how this works. So should be fun. See everybody at Hy-Vee on Saturday, 10 to 3, North Ankeny. Rocco will be there. It's a who's who.
That'll be great. Yep. Swing by after the Turtles game.
Covey Bear is going to be there.
Who?
The iCubs mascot.
Oh.
Because we're doing a game. Did you know this?
I can't go then.
Oh, my kids, your kid does not
they don't like the mascot. Covey
Bear. So if you go to the WeWo website, we're partnering with the Iowa Cubs on, I think it's the 29th of June. And every ticket that you purchase, $6 goes to WeWo. So we're going to have Rocco there. Or not Rocco. We got Abu's going to be there. Audie's going to be there.
Oh,
Taven's
cool.
Going to be there. It's going to be a who's who. They're going to throw out the first pitch. So look
what
on our website.
Is that?
I'm pulling it up right now. Hold on.
It's best to have the date when you're promoting
something.
Well,
I just got a text from my marketing person. It's like, you need to mention this. It is on June 29th. Go to events on the WeWo website. You'll see the ticket link.
Deal.
Okay. Thank you.
He's Brent Bloom. My name is Chris Williams. Aiden Wyatt producing. And we'll be back on Sunday night.
We're going to go listen to some Taylor Swift.
I hope you enjoy it. I like the Fearless album. Me and Cammy listened to that one.
I kind of like the Evermore.
It's a love story, baby, just say yes.
And kudos to Aiden for nailing the two Taylor Swift questions in trivia. Because if he would not have gotten those two, it would have been...
I cannot express how much pressure I felt there.
That was like...
We would have
my entire reputation was on the line.
We would have eliminated you.
I mean, it was like Brock Purdy in the Super Bowl type, right? But you delivered. Yeah. So you can hang on.
I feel like Aiden's even better than Brock Purdy in the Super Bowl with the Taylor Swift stuff. I mean,
he didn't miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Brock, at least there's people trying to like kill him on the other side. Aiden's just got, it's just him versus the world.
Well, he did have that. I mean, you have you and me, and we have intimidating presences. If he wouldn't have got that right, it would have been game over. Like, he would never have lived that down. And Van Winkle is way too intense when it comes to trivia. So
Van Winkle intimidates.
There might have been
too much.
There might have been.
He might have thrown hands with me. Well, if I got those wrong.
He was locked. Like, I have like the whole librarian thing for like, I get it now.
Yeah, he cursed at her.
Like, it was, man, Van Winkle.
Van Winkle has this other side where it's just
like, I don't know.
And then he did that thing during the Super Bowl at my house too, where he was just mocking the Chiefs fans and stuff. And then the Chiefs come back and win, and Matt's just a disaster.
Such a kind person, but.
But then he gets into these competitive situations and like solar eclipses, and it's like, it's on. Thank all of our great sponsors. Thank all of you guys for watching on YouTube or listening to us on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. For Brent Bloom, my name is Chris Williams. We're back on Sunday.